The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 21st of September, 2012. And we're still running the pledge drive, folks. I'm just not going to beat the snot out of you today. But I will repeat what I did on the first hour. And actually, it was Chris that sent this over to me, my engineer. In the immortal words of that guy over there in jolly old England, "We the willing, led by the unknowing, are doing the impossible for the ungrateful. We have done so much with so little for so long. We're now qualified to do anything with nothing." Pledge drive, folks. Callers, a call in today. $100 donation, 10 copper rounds. And a big thank you from RBN. Or an RBN mug. Those are really cool. You've seen the logo on a white cup. Outstanding. So either 10 copper rounds or a cup or a mug for your $100 donation. For $200, we will send you out a 1 ounce silver American Walking Liberty. Real silver dollar, now worth, I think today's price was $35. And as I said last hour, cool thing about that is, consider it a loan. Because that $35 ounce of silver will undoubtedly be worth way more than $200 into the future. So you'll not miss it, and you'll have a way to convert those useless FRNs into something that's going to appreciate in the future. Let's go to the phones here. Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
You know, John, I've been reading Willie for a long time, and let me summarize what he's saying. What he's saying is, when it comes to 9/11 and its purpose, mm-hmm. what wasn't used as symbolism was a cover-up, and it was a financial cover-up in more ways than one.
Yep.
But let's continue down this financial merry-go-round here. And this goes back to symbolism also. Right now, we've got Bank American Airlines being suitored by which bank? American Airlines being suitored by which other airlines?
I
got phlegm in my throat.
No, that's okay. I don't know the answer to that. Do me a favor, Mark. Not 20 questions on me today.
It won't take very long.
Right.
American Airlines is being suitored by U.S. Airways.
Okay.
Symbolism. Now we got Bank of America in trouble. U.S. banks out there. It all goes back to symbolism. And it will be a financial cover-up because, remember, Bank of America, how much of the mortgage mess do they possess from Countrywide? You see where I'm going here?
Yeah, yeah.
And all they do is they buy them out, they cover it up. They buy it out and they cover it up, and we go whistling Dixie down the road, supposedly.
Well, and when the stench gets so bad from all the red ink on their books, just like J.P. Morgan Chase has done, what do they do? Well, they move that bad debt right into the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation itself, which has less than $50 billion in it to cover the accounts of people that are still dumb enough to have their money in U.S. banks. Hang on a second, Mark. I've got to take this break. 800-313-9443 for the program. 1-800-724-2719 for the donation. Call.
Oh, to own land, a refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141. Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter, a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So, Mark,
Yo.
When they finally can't hide it anymore, they'll just take their imbalances on their bank books and they'll shift it into other accounts, as I said, like the FDIC. You know, it was amazing to me, the common person working in the Chase banks have not a clue as to how deep in debt their bank really is.
Right.
And we all know that when one of these guys goes, the whole system collapses. But that's what we're talking about here today. They don't want to do that dead cat bounce. They have their plans here to bring back the economies of the world, just like the bankers did during the first depression. The only reason that depression lasted 11 years is because they sucked the available money out of the markets. There was nothing for investment. There was nothing for borrowing or lending or nothing, just as today, with a little difference. Back then, we carried next to no national debt. Today, these are numbers so high, even my dog can hear them.
And back then, we weren't knee-deep in globalism either.
Hey, you got that right. It was planned and it was on its way, but it did not show itself like it is today.
But you talk about the FDIC. That's a dead man walking.
Mm-hmm.
That is the same type of outfit. It's going to go down the same boulevard that the FFLIC went down.
Yep.
After the savings and loan. there's not going to be an FDIC. There's not going to be banks. It's going to be the same thing as when they did away with the savings and loan. It's going down the same boulevard.
But a little,
what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, a little difference in the saving and, as they like to call it, the savings and loan debacle. At least some people were charged and they were tried and they went to jail. This time around, everybody got a pass. Because the bigger turnips in this bushel basket here, if they were to be squeezed, well, they just might start rolling out of that basket and rolling on their buds and pals involved in the same theft. So everybody's protected in this deal. Nobody's talking and everybody's moving down the road whistling that tune.
Well, there was originally the savings and loan were called land and loan associations. That's how far back the savings and loans go.
Yeah, well,
and they were there for a purpose. They were the first community bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they decided, well, let's come in and insure them federally. And guess what it got us?
Well,
guess what it got us? It got us Jim Wright. It got the Keating Five. It got Don Dixon. It got Vernon Savings and Loan. I could go on and on with fiasco. Garn St. Germain, I'll tell you all about this stuff because I lived it here in Dallas. Well, I watched it take place.
Well, and you know, the funny thing about that, who was up to their eyeballs in the savings and loan debacle was Hillary and Bill Clinton as well. But you see, that never touched dear Hillary. They had grand plans for her.
Well, they were connected. Arkansas, as the state as a whole, wasn't near involved. But, of course, see, the Clintons were connected.
Mm-hmm.
So they were able to do it at such a small scale that, believe me, it didn't even touch what Texas and California did. I mean, not even in the ballpark. This was nothing but theft.
Yep.
Legalized theft. And guess what? It's rolled around again. We're right on the same track. There's no difference here. Except this time, we're going to really bite the big one.
Well, and, you know, if they rip the supposed money out from under us, my question is some inventive individual in Washington, D.C. with the Treasury going to say, wait a minute, commerce doesn't have to stop. The Treasury can print its own notes. Yeah, it won't be backed by anything. We know that. But what it would do would be forestall the takeover of the bankers. At that point in time, we could look at the bankers and say, excuse me, what do you think you own? Try to come and get it.
Yeah.
That's the scenario that I think is probably more plausible than anything else.
Well, you know, there's something to be said, falsely I might add, about the Reagan Revolution, and the reason being the savings and loan debacle was one of the reasons that we looked so prosperous, and it was directly real estate related.
Yep.
No different than Bush Jr. And guess who bailed out the savings and loan the minute he got in the office? It was Bush Sr. He wrote the check and nullified, just took it off the books, said, okay, that's it. I think it was $550 billion, somewhere in that area. I mean, it's been a long time, guys. But it was around $550 billion. Bush Sr. wrote the check.
I can see coming into view a new world order.
Yeah, with the checkbook in hand.
Yeah.
That's how they're buying the new world orders, with the checkbook. And guess what? People are catching on. They're dealing with funny money. This is going to get real interesting real quick here.
Well, yes, sir.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and there are now warring factions. And these factions are not happy with the other crowd that have run us into the ground. They didn't want it to go this way, and they are not happy campers.
John, I'll still suggest to the day I die that the 72 Munich Olympics, the terrorism that did actually take place, I suppose, was directly related to Nixon in 71.
Well, I'll tell you how real that was. I was in the military. I was in the Army, stationed in Germany at that time. You know how real that was? We loaded up the deuce and a halves, we drove out the front gate, and we drove right in the back gate and disembarked.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well. Yes. As the worm turns, I'm telling you, brother. Thanks,
hey,
Mark.
It's all theater, Yep. And we're here for the show.
Yeah, but I didn't get no popcorn, damn it.
You didn't.
And I had to pay exorbitant amount of money for a ticket to watch this bad show. I'm forced to watch it.
I'm waiting for a vaccine to come out against government. Yeah. It'll save me from the government.
Yeah, it's already out there in the marketplace.
It is.
Yeah, don't you
it's
know what it
is?
No, well, yeah, that along
yeah,
with
yeah.
along with it's called the Constitution. It's a cure for many of the ills that we have today.
Well, I hope it'll work. Hey, bud, it's been fun.
Okay, Mark.
Talk to you later.
All right. Again, folks, we're doing a pledge drive here. I don't hear the phones ringing. Just because I'm talking about another subject matter, don't think for a second I ain't going to come back to the pledge drive, because we're only a quarter of the way there. And if you think you're sick and tired of hearing me right now because you've already made your pledge and going, okay, John, I paid up. Come on, let's move on. Can't. We're only 25% of the way there. So I'm going to continue doing this until you get sick and tired of it and you just throw money at me to shut me up. Gee, do you think that threat carries any weight? Larry in Arkansas. Hello, Larry.
Hey, John.
Hi.
I was wondering, did you see that interview on CNN with Piers Morgan interviewed Jesse Ventura?
How long ago?
Just within this last week.
No, I didn't. I didn't catch it.
Oh, well, you want to hear anything about it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, they set it up like a town hall meeting. They had about 100 people surrounding the two of them in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the conversations went on. But it got down to 9/11. That's why I called, because you were talking about 9/11. And so Jesse implicated the Bush administration indirectly. And Pierce come out of his chair, and he said, you're not saying that George Bush had something to do with 9/11, and Jesse kind of just cocked his head a little bit and gave him a big smile. He didn't actually answer. And then Piers Morgan went into a rant, and so Jesse fought back, and he just said to the crowd, he said, well, who thinks I know something? And one guy, who thinks I don't know what I'm talking about? And one guy clapped in that whole 100 people. And then he said, who thinks I do know what I'm talking about? And the rest of the crowd there just went wild clapping and, you know, all that for Jesse. So it made Piers Morgan look really bad. But
And I'm wondering why they brought in Piers Morgan. I mean, the last gig that he had was some reality show, some reality talent show.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah, there you go. They're. I'll tell you what, they're down to the dregs of the barrel.
Yeah, I know. And he's not an American. He's English, isn't he?
Yeah, bingo.
Yeah. So the Queen must have sent him over.
Well, our true masters here in this country, we would never have broken away from England, ever.
Hey, Jesse said he might run if he gets on all the states' ballots for 2016.
Well, by that time, we might have to have somebody with special forces training to fend off the enemies of the country. Maybe that might be a good decision for 2016. I don't know. They liked him as governor up in Minnesota. Maybe, yeah. You know, what do we have to lose?
Exactly. Yeah. So he's wild, but he knows some things.
Yes, sir.
But, talking about that embassy, if you got time, because I've called in to other of your talk show hosts and right after it happened, and because I happened to see one reporter that was over in what's the name of that country? Libya?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is the only time I heard it, and I switched back to all three channels, keep your enemies close, your friends close and your enemies closer. So I'm flipping around all the time between those three channels, and so this one girl, though, reported from over there. She said the gunfire went on for 2 hours. Well, if it went on for 2 hours, why didn't somebody come to their aid? That's
I haven't gotten into the theater of that because it's all a fake. This is... I've got a break, Larry.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I always get emails from Andy Hoffman. He calls himself Ranting Andy. I've had him on the Tuesday program before. And he put some quotes up, and I found them rather fascinating. Jim Sinclair, he said, "No, within 90 days of the economic effects of QE3, we'll be entering the markets for gold and silver, and most certainly the dollar. Gold is going to at least $3,500. Silver will certainly perform well as also." Sorry about that. Keith Barron, he said, "I don't think they can ever stop printing money now. They're down the road with no return. I've seen this happen in Russia." He said, "I lived in Brazil for a few years and saw it happen twice. The currency went to zero. It happened during the Continental Congress. It happened during the U.S. Civil War. It's a very sad commentary on history, but it looks like it's going to happen again." Bill Holter of Miles Franklin, gold, he says, is the finite asset. There are at least 100 paper ounces out there for every real one that exists and can be delivered. The table is set for a cash call where investors request their metal to be delivered. No matter how you look at it, the current setup will end the biggest bank run in history. Once in motion, it will accelerate and probably take no more than a couple of weeks to complete. By complete, I mean there will be no gold, none, zero, nothing available for purchase anywhere at any price. The shelves will be cleared and only restocked at a rate of whatever mines can produce. The current production rate globally is only 2,500 tons per year. And I highly doubt even 1 ounce will be made available to us retail schleps. This is why you need to own metal now and have it secured before the coming bank run is triggered. Ben Davies said, I think September 12th might have well marked the day the world embarked on serial debasement of the reserve currency and set the train in motion for a really gigantic move in gold over the next 5 years. There is no limit to the price. And Jim Willie, that we talked about earlier, I like this guy. He says, a new version of FedSpeak is coming, centered on deceptive volumes and deceptive lack of sterilization. Mike in Texas. Hello, Mike.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
You know, you're talking about 911 earlier. You know, I probably concur with about anything that you believe. Anyway, in my humble opinion, I think that the economy, when it crashed in 2008, was supposed to crash in the year 2000, but, you know, that's how I always figured it was, you know. Remember, we talked about all this on shortwave years ago before you were even on the Internet, you know, back in the days of, like, partying on the beach.
Yep.
No, shortwave, that's, you know, anyway. I really think that what happened in 2000 was a staged event. It was part of PNAC and everything, and they prevented 2008 from happening in 2000 by 911, and the rest is history, okay? The rest of the 911 is history.
Yeah, but they're throwing something else there, Mike. What was bubbling at that point, they were taking down the regulations to go into speculation, and then we saw the real estate bubble really accelerate.
Right. You know, I mean, I often ponder, I mean, if I was a president at the time, they said, look, man, the mortgage thing is going down. Why? People aren't paying the mortgages. Really? How many? Where? And it's like, well, pay them off. You know, go ahead and buy their mortgage and stop the domino effect, you know, but that's not it. That's not the deal. The deal is you can't have a global economy, you can't have a global government, you got to, you know, go hand in hand, without first having a global economic collapse.
That's exactly what they're doing.
I mean, order out of chaos, right? I mean, they tell you what they're going to do.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about it. The information's out there. Anyway. I don't know.
Well, Mike, they're behind the times here. This was supposed to be pretty well put in place and accomplished by 2000.
Well, yeah, and the window was closing, but what did they do? Did they slow the window? Did they pry the window? I think they made the window bigger. They just simply inflated it.
Well,
right?
That's exactly what I did. That's why I referenced the real estate bubble, because there was more riches to be made by the people that made it possible for the banks to go out there and rip people off on a scale that most people can't even imagine, Mike.
When I saw the manufacturing, and I've lost track of the numbers, the millions of jobs and the tens of thousands of manufacturing factories going to China, and yeah, it was Bill Clinton that actually threw the lever on it, but it goes all the way back to George Herbert Walker Bush, W's daddy. Actually, I hate to say it, I'm a Reagan fan. I voted him in twice, but, you know, old Dutch Ronald the second term wasn't the Dutch Ronald of the first term.
You're exactly right.
I noticed it had something to do when somebody shot at him, you know.
Well, and not only that, but he didn't have the same vice president the second go-around, did he?
Nope.
That's right. Who came in as vice president?
Uh-huh.
To set the stage? Well, let's give the people a break. Let's give them a new face. Let's give them Billy Clinton for 8 years, and then we'll bring back part two of George Bush.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, you know, I tell people, you know, you're beating a dead horse. Anyway, it's like two sheepdogs are down here in Texas. You know, it's cow dogs working a herd.
Yep.
And you've got one running left flank, one running, I mean, the military runs left and right flank, you know, Port Starboard. But anyway, and the herd thinks that, oh, I'm doing my own thing, you know, I'm texting everywhere. We watched a guy yesterday eating Chinese, me and another crane operator, and he's watching some cartoons while plugged in with his headphones, you know.
Well, and all those people that are in that herd thinking that, I'm independent. I'm free. They're being herded right over the cliff. Hey, Mike, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Call your mother.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We got about 25 minutes left in the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. We're still doing the pledge drive, about a 25% there. The callers that call in today, 800-724-2719. I'll get that out. Just hit zero when prompted. 10 copper rounds or an RBN mug, which is pretty cool looking, I got to say. The people that want to donate $200 will send you out a 1 ounce silver American Walking Liberty. It's worth about $35 on the market right now. Boy, wait till those shorts come through on COMEX where they've sold 100-1 on silver as well. What do you think is going to happen to that price on silver? It's going to go way up. And while everybody's been telling you, oh, well, you know, gold and silver, that's a commodity, just like wheat or corn. No, for the rest of the planet and history, it's been money for about 6,000 years. You don't see the banks out there buying bushels of corn. They're out there buying truckloads of gold. At any rate, so call in 800-724-2719. Get for $100, 10 copper rounds, or an RBN mug, or for the $200 donation, an ounce of silver. That's the American Walking Liberty. Mint date on that, I think, is 2008. Gee, it could be a commemoration of the bank crash of America. At any rate, We greatly appreciate those that have donated. For those that have not, yesterday a woman said, you know, you probably got a lot of stuff laying around your house. Put it up on Craigslist. You know, that piano that you haven't touched in 20 years. You know, the kids moved out and went to college, and now they're raising their own kids. The piano's sitting there. How about the pool table in the garage? You know, anything that you can throw on Craigslist that has any value, sell it. Send the proceeds over to RBN. You go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, right at the top of the page, big PayPal button. Can't miss it. Click on that. Vote your pocketbook and your conscience as well, folks. We've got 43 talk show hosts on this network that volunteer their time every single day. Weekend hosts are on four times a month, sometimes five, depending on the month. But these people as well are volunteers to gather the news and bring you the information. We run this ship so mean and lean to begin with. If we had to make payroll for a talk show host, we'd be out there right now talking politics like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity. We'd be doing the mainstream shtick, folks, because that's what they do. That's how they roll, and they're paid rather handsomely for it. We don't do that here. We don't have the corporate sponsorship. We don't have the people that have money into this network that suggest that we do or do not talk about certain things. And we never will. That's the whole point of running an alternative to the controlled and bought out media. So give us a hand here. 800-724-2719. Or you can just simply mail us a donation. A lot of people don't like to even call or use the computer for anything but surfing the web. And that's okay, too. Just send your check, your money order, FRNs wrapped in foil, we don't care, to RBN, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. 2251 Double Creek Drive, two words, Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, or just put number 302, Round Rock, two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We plan on taking this battle to another level, and once that plateau is achieved, we're going to take it to another level. I don't see pledge drives much in the future, ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to expand this audience out that products and services that are offered through this network should sustain us, because we never went crazy here. We always watched the money very closely, the expenditures thereof. And a lot of people have not yet still figured out how we have done it. But you're talking as to one talk show host on this network introduced me to the the prepper people that have been visiting expos. This is the godfather of alternative media. Grandfather probably would have been better, but he called me the godfather. At any rate, 800-724-2719, please make that donation. Because going into the future, ladies and gentlemen, it's all going to be in the numbers of those to be yet informed. And it's rather fascinating to watch these people run the psychological gamut. One of disbelief, and then once they get it, prove it to be true, then they get angry. A lot of people get scared. A lot of people will replace that being scared with being angry. Quite frankly, it's always worked for me. Who the hell likes to be depressed, just get angry? Turn that anger into a positive mode and make something good happen. It can sustain you for quite some time, trust me. It's worked for me for better than 20 years. So when we arrive at that point, ladies and gentlemen, there won't be any need for donations or things of that nature. We went out and made expenditures to expand out the network to bring you even more voices. Well, we're not going to do a third network or a fourth network or anything like that. We've got two of them. That's all that we need. And if we were to bring you in and show you how this operation is run, what we produce, the quality of programming that we produce at the cost, you'd simply shake your head and say, I don't know how you do it. Well, quite frankly, we don't know how we do it, but we do. And we plan on being here another 8 years, and another 8 years on top of that. Hopefully, Republic Broadcasting Network will outlive this man well into the future. But this is a tool. This is an educational tool for the dumbed-down Americans out there that are now starting to look around and going, what's happening? Why aren't things getting any better? Why am I losing my job? Why are things costing more? Well, the Fed was throwing around all that money. Well, they just don't get it. They don't get it. But once they do, well, the porch light at their house never goes back out again, folks. Once their light's turned on, it never goes out. And there are some out there that are going to want to remain stupid. I can't handle it. I can't listen to it. I can't deal with it. Well, you're going to be forced to deal with it one way or another, either on your terms or theirs, your choice. I, myself, rather than be scared, I like to be prepared. Your odds increase dramatically. Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Calling you from the one of the oldest cities in the United States, where bureaucracy almost reigns into everybody's life, where we have so many rules, regulations, licenses, taxes, property taxes, fees and fines.
Yeah.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman, and his name is King George, and he lives on.
Yep.
And
a lot of people don't understand that statement. Hey, let me ask you something. How was it received in Philadelphia when the United Nations made that that venerable old hall there, Independence Hall, a United Nations showpiece?
I don't even know that the people are awake here. And by the way, right next door, right on the same Independence Square, is also the Jewish History Museum. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, Barbara Streisand showed up for that one, too. So anyway,
bless her heart.
Anyway, on the subject of Englishmen, there's a lot more English people showing up as commentators, you know, and they're so-called experts, and they're going to come over here and comment about our country.
Mm-hmm.
That boils my water for sure. The other thing is that that whenever you call in, when you call these big corporations, why is it, John, that I have to select English? How come the Mexicans don't have to select Spanish?
You know, that was a question I asked years ago. I said, what is the deal here? If you do not think that they're planning on more Mexicans coming into this country and not learning the language, well, then you're missing something here, because that's exactly what was going on. And I kept asking the question, you know, did I wake up this morning, crawl out of my bed, and I'm in Mexico instead of the United States? This is an English-speaking nation. And if you don't pander to them, and when I mean pander, I mean they've got their own channels on television, Spanish this and Spanish that. If you went to Mexico, they don't have voice cues on their phone systems for the corporations for English, do they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing I'd like to ask or comment about is the issue of the SNL crisis, where William Black, who's from Missouri, was the one that uncovered that and brought it to light. And he himself said the best way to rob a bank is to own one.
That's right.
And what just happened in 2008? Well, I think they accomplished that. But I'd like to ask you, John, about something. The only presidential election that I voted in was the one where Ross Perot was involved. And I voted for Ross Perot. And you know, a lot of people made fun of that little short guy with the big ears. Well, a lot of what he said was true.
Yep.
And it is true, and the giant sucking sound's almost been fully accomplished. So, you know, there's a lot of, by the way, I grew up in my family, and my father was a Republican. I don't know that I was a Republican. I don't really know what it understood what it meant. Anyway.
That's okay. Don't be surprised. The Republican Party doesn't know what it is anymore either. They're just as confused as anybody else.
So I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, he was an accomplished person. He did a lot for this country as far as, well, you know, he was accomplished in business. And he also went over there, and he was the one that got it together and went and rescued the Iranian hostages. And I'm wondering, you know, of course he let us all down. He let, or he let a lot of people down, and, you know, and that he was threatened, so then he gave up.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my take on that is, and I would like your take on this, a guy in his position, you know, those people, they don't just start something at A and then work towards Z. They look at Z, what Z might look like, and then they work backwards. So didn't he know, didn't he have to know that if he's going to take on the establishment, even as powerful and as rich as he was, that he's going to get some backlash on it, and that backlash might be a threat to his or his family's life?
Sure.
What's your take on that?
Yeah, I don't doubt it. You know, when I was up battling for bleacher space with CNN and ABC and NBC up in Lansing, Michigan, the day that the petitions were delivered to Lansing to put Ross Perot on the ballot, that very day he decided he was going to drop out. And that let a lot of air out of people's balloons. But what people don't seem to remember is that when Ross Perot was doing this, he didn't depend on the media. You know, he was already at Z, as you say, and marching backwards to A. He already knew that he wasn't going to get fair coverage, and his message was not going to get out there. Now, he was in a different position than, say, a Ron Paul was. Ron Paul had to go to the people to get the money to do things. He himself bought his own blocks, half-hour time blocks on the networks. And that's the way his message got out. It was very effective. But the powers that be, you know, Mark, these are the people that make presidents go away, for gosh sakes.
Right.
So he had to have known that he was going to get so far. But maybe he figured with so much light shining on him, they dare not make a move on him. I was very saddened to hear. At first, I wanted to reject the idea that he and his family were threatened. But evidently, the threats were real enough where he decided to fold up shop and, well, go back home. But he, like Ron Paul, accomplished a lot by being out there and delivering at least as much truth in the either time that you bought or begged for the money to get airtime or seek a political office so you have cameras on you.
But it seems like it's almost like it was like not convenient. I won't call it a convenient out, but it's like if he had the wherewithal to get a group of guys together to go over to Iran and rescue the hostages, wouldn't he have the same wherewithal and understanding of what would be required to protect him and his family, at least for maybe a few years, to protect them? Maybe it was going to be inconvenience to his newly wedded daughter,
Mark,
right?
Mark,
let
me tell you something. The real power brokers in this world, if they want you gone, there's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do to stop them. You know, there's nothing about running and hiding for cover. You either stop doing that you're doing that's making these people angry enough that they would threaten to take your own life. I mean, I remember years ago, Hoppy Heidelberg, with the Oklahoma City bombing, when the federal grand jury was impaneled, Hoppy Heidelberg didn't know beans from anything else. But he's sitting there, and he had the wherewithal to say, wait a minute, you know, hey, this is a federal grand jury. We as grand jurors are allowed to request witnesses to bring them in and question them. Where's our list? The Fed kept telling them, federal prosecutors, no, we've got this thing. You know, we're going to bring in the witnesses, and you'll be able to hear their testimony and ask questions of them. They said, no, that's not how grand juries work. Well, Hoppy Heidelberg was surprised, and this is what turned his life around, when he got the word from the FBI that said, hey, there's some people that are not really happy with you, and if you continue this, they're just going to kill you. Now, that sounds, in my take on this, my personal take on this, that if you're going to play in this arena, it is fraught with dangers and pratfalls, and expect more times than not bad things to happen than good things. But you've got to know this, that there is a risk doing this. And if you can't stand the heat, get the heck out of the kitchen. You know, if you're going to do this, and they're going to threaten you, and you've got to fold up your tent and run home, well, then why did you do it in the first place? They think that, you know, as I said, you know, the big spotlight, too many people paying attention, bad things won't happen. Well, in this evil world with these people that make countries and leaders and, oh God, that rip off enormous amounts of wealth from people and they go untouched. The system is starting to eat itself. There are factions within these groups, these power-mad, greedy sons of buggers, that they're now starting to war with each other, which is good for us, because that gives us a little reprieve. But I never understood, and I would never, if somebody threatened me and I was running for president of the United States, somebody threatened me, I would not pay it any mind whatsoever. I might put a little bit more security around me, but you've got to know that these sort of things may happen. Threats and intimidation are one thing. Yeah. Would they really move to kill you? Well, that would be their responsibility, and that would be on their head. I, for one, am just of the opinion, if you're going to get to that point, you just press on.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Take the break. We'll be back in three.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Closing minutes of today's program, ladies and gentlemen. Just to do a recap for you, we're doing the pledge drive for the network. Throughout the years, I've had people ask, what can I do? Well, there's a lot of people out there that figured out singularly that they can start doing some things. But the main mission, if I can use that term, is to build more and more radio outlets so more and more people in this country, for once in their lives, can finally hear what's really going on. And like I said, for some people, it's very uncomfortable. Human nature, they don't like resistance. They like easy flowing, skirting, being comfortable. Well, if you got a lot of money out there, that will buy you a certain amount of insulation, and you may not be affected like the rest of them, at least for the time being. But eventually it'll get around to your wealth as well. You know, it's thieves. Thieves will liberate you of what is worthy of taking sooner or later, whether it shows up in a three-piece suit with a briefcase or it shows up with a mask at the point of a gun. Doesn't matter. Still thieves. You know, men in today's world, the thievery is sanctioned. I mean, there's no other way to put this. Most people think of, well, criminal, bank robbers, bad guys. Well, really? Well, most of the career criminals that are highly successful, they don't carry guns, they carry briefcases. As a caller said, you want to be a top-notch criminal? Go run a bank. A lot of people still do not understand, and if they didn't get really greedy, they still didn't understand why there was inflation, why this term had to be invented to make you believe that, well, just things are just getting a little bit more expensive, not big leaps and bounds, but a steady, progressive, inflated rate on things. Why does my, back in the 60s and the 70s, hey, I could buy a car for $2,500, $3,000. What can you buy a car for now? Loaf of bread, what did it used to cost you? I remember the day, folks, gasoline, 25 cents. Pack of cigarettes, 25 cents. You could go fill up for $5 at a gas station. Many people, this has been built into their thinking and their lexicon to accept this thing called inflation, when in reality, all as it was the devaluation of your dollar. Now is the ultimate coup. What they're doing right now is they're leading us down a road of hyperinflation. They cannot stop the printing presses now, folks. They're going to continue doing it and doing it and doing it some more. And then you're going to get to see a new vocabulary in your lexicon called hyperinflation. Oh, double plus good. At any rate, 800-724-2719. Please call, make that donation. Go to the website, hit on the PayPal button. Drop us a donation in the mail, RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Put your money where it's going to do some good, not only for you into the future, current information, but for those yet to come, and they're coming. Thank you all for, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. Thank you so much. We will see you back here Monday. God bless you.